This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House has told NASA to create a new time zone for the moon. But before we get into that, Sony just announced a trio of new speakers in a new line of audio products called the Alt Power Series. This is an attempt by the company to reduce some of the clutter involved with its naming conventions, so say goodbye to the Extra Bass and XE Series products. Both lines are being wrapped up into the Alt Power Series branding. To suit this new branding, each of the following speakers include something called the Alt Button, which provides a bass boost. The Alt Field 1 is your standard portable Bluetooth speaker. It's compact and comes in a variety of colors, including black, white, gray, and orange. There's also a built-in mic for hands-free calling. This speaker costs $130 and will be available later this spring at major retail outlets. And even though we at Engadget test and review a number of new Windows laptops every year, the cheapest notebooks don't often make headlines. You won't find pricey panels on these machines, nor will they include the latest high-powered graphics cards or ultra-thin and light designs, but they have their place and can do a lot of things well. And it's worth noting that not everyone needs a pro-level laptop. They just need the best machine that will fit their budget. Companies like Acer, Dell, and Lenovo make plenty of cheap Windows laptops that can be great for those who primarily use a computer to check email, shop online, and occasionally video chat with friends and family. We've tested a number of budget-friendly Windows notebooks, and we outline some buying advice for anyone looking for a cheap Windows laptop that balances capability with affordability. Check out our list of the best cheap Windows laptops for 2024 at Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
On Tuesday, the White House published a policy memo directing NASA to create a new time standard for the moon by 2026. Coordinated Lunar Time, LTC, will establish an official time reference to help guide future lunar missions. It arrives as a 21st century space race emerges between, at least, the US, China, Japan, India, and Russia. The memo directs NASA to work with the Departments of Commerce, Defense, State, and Transportation to plan a strategy to put LTC into practice by December 31, 2026. International cooperation will also play a role, especially with signees of the Artemis Accords. Established in 2020, there is a set of common principles between a growing list of currently 37 countries that govern space exploration and operating principles. China and Russia are not part of that group. Einstein's theories of relativity dictate that time changes relative to speed and gravity. Given the moon's weaker gravity and movement differences between it and Earth, time moves slightly faster there. So an Earth-based clock on the lunar surface would appear to gain an average of 58.7 microseconds per Earth day. As the U.S. and other countries plan moon missions to research, explore, and eventually build bases for permanent residents, using a single standard will help them synchronize technology and missions requiring precise timing. The White House wants LTC to coordinate with Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, the standard by which all of Earth's time zones are measured. Its memo says it wants the new time zone to enable accurate navigation and scientific endeavors. It also wants LTC to maintain resilience if it loses contact with Earth, while providing scalability for space environments beyond the Earth-Moon system. NASA's Artemis program aims to send crewed missions back to the moon for the first time since the Apollo missions of the 1960s and 70s. The space agency said in January that Artemis 2, which will fly around the moon with four people on board, is now set for a September 2025 launch. Artemis 3, which plans to put humans back on the moon's surface, is now scheduled for 2026. In addition to the U.S., China aims to put astronauts on the moon before 2030 as the world's two foremost global superpowers take their race to space. Although no other countries have announced crewed missions to the lunar surface, India, which put a module and rover on the moon's south pole last year, Russia, its mission around the same time didn't go so well, the United Arab Emirates, Japan, South Korea, and private companies have all demonstrated lunar ambitions in recent years. In addition to enabling further scientific exploration, technological establishment, and resource mining, the moon could serve as a critical stop on the way to Mars. It could test technologies and provide fuel and supply needs for eventual human missions to the Red Planet. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Will Shanklin and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.